It's turkey time. It is the season of Thanksgiving. I was going to try to make giving sound rhyme with season. It's the season of Thanksgiving. and we are here with a great review with one of the best movies of the year. Not coming out of nowhere, but certainly being even better than we hoped it would be. And then we've got a surprise movie draft that I don't even know what it is, but TC texted me this morning and said, hey, I've got a surprise draft for a movie that or a review that I know that you've seen. I don't know. So we're going to find out what it is. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into our Attack on Titan review. But today we're also going to do an IG mailbag, and we are going to do our alphabet of movies blind draft. It's not a blind draft. It's a draft for the letter E today. I have never gotten first place, but I have never finished lower than second place. So I think this is the first week where I really take that win and I take it to the house. We're also going to talk about some overlooked movies, maybe some cozy movies, give you some audibles today. But if it ain't, without any more further ado, who do we got on the other line? Why don't you tell me?
Turkey day, turkey week.
I think you need to do that a little bit louder.
Yeah, I might do it a little bit louder. So sorry if I hurt any eardrums, but it's Thanksgiving. We are actually going to watch Planes, Cars, and Automobiles. I think
Trains?
That's Trains with Steve Martin. And what's his name? He passed away. Uncle
John
Buck.
Candy.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've never seen it. I heard it's good.
I haven't either. Haven't either.
So we're going to watch that tonight as we're recording on Sunday. But I'm good. I'm ready for Thanksgiving week. And to watch some movies. I want to watch Next Goal Wins. I want to watch Napoleon and Hunger Games. So that is on my list. The Marvels, I'm not really dying to see in theaters. I've heard mixed reviews. But if I see that on Disney Plus, that's great. But if
I see it
in theaters, I mean, I would like to see it in theaters. So just to hear, just to get my own opinion, you know?
What if I told you that there was a new Disney animated movie coming out this week that no one cared about? Would you believe me?
Oh, Wish?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually remember I was talking about this trailer when it dropped and it looked interesting, but man, that has not stayed the same for me. I've lost interest.
Nope. Absolutely. It looks dreadful. So, but who knows? Yeah. Could be wrong. I will probably see Napoleon on Thanksgiving Day or day after Thanksgiving. But very excited.
We've talked about this before. What is the best Thanksgiving food? Like if you had to bring one Thanksgiving food and you know that people are going to love it, what is it?
It's easy. It should be everyone's choice. It's rolls.
Rolls.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Mashed potatoes.
But let's go even more so. What is like a sneaky underrated Thanksgiving food? I will give you
stuffing.
Mine.
Stuffing.
See, I'm not a big stuffing guy, but what I do like is I do like the canned cranberry sauce. I don't like normal cranberry sauce. It's a little too acidic for me, but the canned stuff, very good. I did not learn until like 2 years ago that you're supposed to like put it on the rest of the food because it helps blend the flavors or something. But
cranberry?
Yeah. Did you know that?
Cranberries. No, I didn't know that. So all you sweets, you learn something new. I like cranberries. Kennedy and I, we made a buttermilk pie with Kennedy's uncle last week. It's like his family recipe. It is unreal. So we got the ingredients. We're going to make that. It's like a custard, but it has to sit for like 24 hours.
Sheesh.
It's unreal. It is so good. I'm a chocolate guy. So if there's a dessert or treat that doesn't involve any chocolate, it's good.
That's so funny. That's I'm like a fruit guy.
Hot like fruit? Hot fruit. Like I don't mind apple pie, but
no. But Kennedy okay, so like hot fruit. I don't know. It depends. But like a key lime pie. If there's any pie that I could have for I would love a key lime pie.
Hard pass.
Really? Too tart. You don't like key lime pie? Yeah.
I don't like key lime pie. I don't like pecan pie. Like I can eat a slice, but I'd rather do pumpkin pie or apple pie. I don't mind apple pie. I like peach cobbler too.
I just like the streusel on top of the pink peach cobbler.
Yeah.
Buttermilk, I could see being very good.
Oh, it's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. If we have extras, I'll drop it off.
You know, this week it's only 2 days, so I'm just going to do a review with my students to get ready for the final test. I think we've learned about everything, so I'm feeling pretty good about everything. TC, as you are winding into the Christmas season, if you could ask for everything, for anything from Santa Claus, what would it be? From Papa Noel, what would you want?
Wow, this is a on-the-spot question.
Mm-hmm.
What would I want? Man, I would really want to go to an LSU football game.
Oh,
just
wow.
Like free tickets. Yeah, free tickets. Go to an LSU football game. Would love that. Or for Joe Burrow to be healthy and come back.
Yeah, Ja'Marr Chase was a big on my fantasy team this week. So
yeah, his stock is going low with the backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I would love. I mean, honestly, I've said it before, but I would love just like an all paid for expense trip, as I mentioned last take, to New Zealand. If Santa like could give me anything, it'd be like an all paid for planned out trip to New Zealand. So
yeah, that's a good one.
What
that's
about you?
A very good one.
Papa Noel.
Kathleen Kennedy calls me up and says, you know, I've heard about all the little things you're doing out there in Utah, the cool projects you're working on. I'm thinking about retiring soon and I need an heir to my throne. And I just think that you'd be a good choice. Would you like to come and take over Star Wars with me? I would first tell her to F off and that she's it's not her. And I don't appreciate this prank. And then she would very politely say, it is me. Let's try this again. And then I would humbly say, yes, absolutely. I'd hang up the phone. I'd scream. I'd go quit my job. And then I would go move out to LA.
And you would start the helm of Star Wars.
Yes. That the more that I think about it, that absolutely would like, I don't even know what I would do. I and honestly, like if I were to like call up my job and be like, hey, so like, I just got a phone call from Kathleen Kennedy and they said that they want me to like produce Star Wars forever. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to teach these kids anymore. Like I wouldn't even be able to be like, but what about your commitments? I'd be like, yeah, we'll start finding your replacement tomorrow. Now this is not me saying it's going to happen, but that would be,
I won't be there on Monday. Sorry.
Yeah. No, literally be like, sorry, I don't want to be that guy, but you got Thanksgiving break to find a replacement.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Would you
this
rather
is more like a wish thing?
Okay. Here's a would you rather. Would you rather take that call from Kathleen Kennedy and work on Star Wars,
mm-hmm.
or hard pivot, work on movies, not Star Wars? You cannot touch Star Wars. And these movies that you work on, you have a lot of struggle. You have a lot of pushback. You have some movies that don't land, but you have one movie that lands and you win an Oscar. Would you rather take the Star Wars and that type of, you know, commitment and fun and that brand, or you take the road of you make movies, but it's not Star Wars, but that one movie hits and you win an Oscar? That's a good would you rather. I'm feeling good about this.
That's a really good one. What would you do? What would you do if you're in that situation?
I mean, if your goal is to win an Oscar, then it is, which I feel like that's one of your goals, is to like win an Oscar, like what a prestigious award. But if you love Star Wars, which I know you do, I think I would probably take Star Wars. Like being around Star Wars and working that, that'd be so fun. But you have to deal with the fans and the pushback. While on
here's the
other
thing,
side,
though, the fans can all go kick rocks for all I care. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Make something.
I think I would take Star Wars. I think I would take Star Wars.
My first thought, my gosh, that is a really good question. That's maybe the best question you've ever asked me. And on first glance, I would say, because I look back and you look at like 6 year old me, and if I told him like, guess what, you can make Star Wars movies for the rest of your life, he'd be like, holy crap. That's it. That's all I got to do. But then if I asked 18-year-old me, it's like, they're still making Star Wars movies? Like, still really excited, but I have the old ones. But honestly, I kind of think I would say the Academy Award. That's like my first thought. Like, Star Wars would be amazing. Don't get me wrong. Like, I would love Star Wars, but like, to be able to make something and be like, there's only like 95 that have ever won.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. But then again, there's only been like 14 Star Wars movies. So that's a very hard question. I don't know. Right now I'm saying Oscar, but tomorrow it could change and I might just say Star Wars.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I would go Star Wars because I'm not a producer and I'm not seeking an Academy Award. But if I was like in your shoes and I had made movies and been around that realm, I think I would probably lean towards.
As I think about it, it would be Star Wars. And I think about it, the reason I think it would be Star Wars is because, like, how cool, how awesome would that be? Is you're making like the stuff that got you into movies and it's what you sail off into the sunset making is just more Star Wars movies. And who's to say that you wouldn't win one? Or who's to say that like you can't get a special achievement or a lifetime achievement one? You know, there's a lot of things to say, but like, man, to be able to know that I'd be making new Star Wars movies and like blowing my mind with these new Star Wars things, I think it would be Star Wars now that I really think about it. That's my final answer. Star Wars.
Let's go. And there's so much lore that has not been touched yet.
Yeah.
But you're working on movies, Keeks. You're not doing the TV series. It's just movies.
Oh, perfect. Well, that would be my first thing is we're only doing movies now.
Yeah. Okay.
So
good would you rather.
Yep. That's a very good one. Now, as a would you rather.
Good Papa Noel.
Please come visit our homes, Papa Noel. So we've got a bunch of trailers we haven't been able to talk about. There's one this week that I think is maybe the worst trailer I've ever seen. And I'm very excited to talk about it. TC, you've got a list of trailers. We're going to see sweet, sour, spoiled if we're excited for them.
Okay. Starting with the first one. This stars Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling, the Fall Guy. Sweet, sour, spoiled for you.
Sweet. What about you?
I agree. I think it's sweet. I think this looks a lot of fun. Looks like very comedy driven. I've never seen Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt on screen together, so I think this could be very fun. Two very good looking people too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So,
looks funny. Next up, we have starring Nick Cage. Dream scenario. Sweet sour spoiled.
Have
you seen this trailer yet?
I have. I mean, it seems endearing.
I think it's more sour.
Okay.
I'm going to go sour. I think it's one of those movies that the first two acts are really fun, and then third act gets a little psychological, maybe a little bit horror-like. So I'm going sour. Here's the thing with this one.
Dream scenario for me feels very potentially unbearable weight of massive talent. It's like in concept, it's really funny, and then you watch the movie, and it's like, oh, they like did three fun things with that, and that's about it. Yeah.
Okay, I forgot to put this in our notes, but next one is American Fiction starring Jeffrey Wright. Did you see the trailer yet?
Didn't watch this trailer. I've heard good things, so I'm just going to say sweet because I like Jeffrey Wright.
Yeah, it looks very funny. I'm going to go sweet too.
Okay.
So I think this is the trailer you were talking about with one of the worst trailers you've seen. Am I right?
Absolutely it is.
This is... Okay, you introduce us. Bring us home.
I recognize this man. He was in my mother in the Amazon while she was researching spiders right before she was killed. It's the Madam Web trailer. I saw a student came in and was like, the Madam Web trailer came out. Have you seen it? It was like right before school started. It's like, I'll watch it. I sat and I watched it. And I really, like, looking back, I was like, I don't think there has been a worse trailer I've seen than this Madam Web trailer. It looks like a CW superhero property movie.
Yeah. Do we need an origin story for Madam Web? Because I don't feel like we do. I don't know. Like, I feel like this whole Sony ham-fisting the Spider-Man Spider-Verse isn't working. I mean, Sony, just buy all your stock into the Spider-Verse. Like, do that. The Miles Morales Spider-Man.
Yep.
I mean, Venom movies are okay. Those are like, they're passable. But yeah, this looks bad. I'm going to go spoiled. I do like Dakota Fanning. No, it's not Dakota Fanning. What's her name?
Johnson. Dakota Johnson.
Johnson. There it is. I always do it once. But yeah, this doesn't look good. Doesn't look good.
I mean, sweet because we're going to have such a fun time in this movie theater together.
That's
you
true.
Know we are. That's
That's a good point. And you know they're strumming up something for the post-credit scene.
It's absolutely going to be, I've been calling it for the last 2 years since No Way Home came out, but it's absolutely going to be, we're getting an Andrew Garfield third Amazing Spider-Man movie.
We have to.
I would bet a lot of money on it. And I've said it a bunch of times. I think in Venom 3, we get a tease of Andrew Garfield Spider-Man. But that's just me.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see it. I can see it. So, Madam Web, I'm saying sour, but you know what? I agree. Could, at the end of the day, it could. So.
Mm-hmm. Could be okay. Okay.
Could be okay. Yeah. I'm gonna mute my camera because can you hear me still?
Yeah, I can hear you still. Wi-Fi is going in and out a little bit, so let's mute it a little bit. Okay, this next thing is very exciting. Okay. I'm very excited to talk about this because this is where I might zag a little bit.
Okay, do it.
Okay, so we just got some news. It's not confirmed, but it's almost confirmed that Pedro Pascal will be playing Reed Richards in the new Fantastic Four movie. I think this is spoiled. I think this is he's already on the payroll. He's well liked. Let's get him in the movie because we got to get people on back on the good graces. What do you think? Sweet, sour, spoiled.
You said this is spoiled for Pedro Pascal?
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You don't like him as a Reed Richards?
I just think he's too likable as a person, and it feels like a very safe choice. It feels like they're looking at the Ms. Marvel stuff. They're looking at they're reading their burner accounts on Twitter. They're seeing the buzz from fans, and they're like, we got to cast someone that we know is a good choice.
Yeah,
that's all.
And Pedro Pascal right now is one of the most likable stars out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's sweet because I like Pedro Pascal. But I do see what you're saying. I do see your argument that it's like, hey, get someone new, maybe get someone that's only been in another couple movies and start something from the ground up. Look at Chris Evans when he was Captain America. He had only been like Fantastic Four when he was announced as Captain America, or even Chris Hemsworth as Thor.
Mm-hmm.
So like those movies made them big. So I don't know. I think for the Fantastic Four, they're already going to get four like A-listers. I think Marvel is in that point where they have to get A-listers instead of like, you know, B-listers that become A-listers. So
yep.
I think it's sweet. If he's Reed Richards, great. So that's me.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that Pedro Pascal is a cool guy. I just don't like the casting. I think it's very boring.
But I do think Vanessa Kirby is Sue Storm, which I think is reported. That's great.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I'm interested to see what else they do. But I've said it, I think I've told you this. Man, Marvel, I haven't seen the Marvels yet, but with all the, you know, things that they've seen, let's take a 2-3 year hiatus. Just regroup, restrap, focus on X-Men, focus on Fantastic Four, and just do that. Just take a break from the MCU, is my opinion.
I mean, next year we only get the Deadpool movie. That's the only MCU property that we're getting movie-wise. I mean, we get the Echo show. We might get one or two other shows, but you're right. As I think they're starting to zag again, and they're trying to figure out, okay, what do we got to do? Because people are not excited. The Marvels total has grossed like $50 million domestically, took an 80% bump from its opening week. And you know that it's like, wow, that is... We're moving down. Things are moving down.
Not great. Mm-hmm. Okay. Moving on. Fave thing we watched?
Absolutely. What is the fave thing that you watched?
Okay, my fave thing that we watched, I have not talked about this yet. I don't think I have because I watched this on Halloween day or night.
I don't think you've talked about it either.
Yeah, so this is The Lost Boys, directed by Joel Shoemaker. Is that how you pronounce his last name?
Wait.
He did Batman and Robin. Did I talk about this yet?
Yeah, Schumacher.
Schumacher, that's it.
Yeah.
Man, The Lost Boys is basically, as I wrote in my letterbox, it is Goonies meets Twilight meets Ghostbusters. I had a blast. It is super fun. It's got some 80s camp. It's one of the better vampire movies I've seen. It's close to a buck and a half. I loved it. So it's an A-minus sweet from me. My brother has been telling me to watch it. Finally watched it. It's a lot of fun. I was in the right mood. So The Lost Boys, had a really good time with it.
I love it. We start watching it. I'm finding that, like, dude, my body is awake until I'm off of work. Then as soon as I get home, I am crash and I am dead. I am so tired. So
it is. I mean, our drive and commute, and then, I mean, we're working not 8 hours a day. They're 9 hour days with our commute.
Yeah, but I mean, the commute isn't the bad part. It's like literally like you're in class and I've like just got a bunch of equipment. So I'm trying to organize all of it. So I started The Lost Boys and didn't finish it, but I loved what I watched. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's very fun. So it is a buck and a half. It's an hour and 37 minutes long. So you should watch it next year around Halloween next year because you got to finish it. It's a good time.
Okay, so my favorite watch is a classic Keeks movie. It's a weird movie. It's a Robert Pattinson space movie called High Life, and he's a like death row inmate. It's basically the ship that they've launched into space, where they're trapped with an evil scientist trying to figure out like artificial semination, kind of like birth stuff. It's gross. It's weird, but I liked it a lot, and I give it an A sour. I just like the mood was great. Claire Denis directed it. She directed another film that we watched last year called Beau Travail. And like, it was fine, but it didn't really connect with me. But this one, like, I really loved. So High Life, it's really gross and weird. So if you like both of those things, then go watch it. Go give it a shot.
Good old Pat. Making moves.
Yep.
Okay.
Those are it.
I like it. Those are good faith things we watched. Okay, IG mailbag. Let's get to it. I got it pulled up. So I asked on the Instagram, I said, what have you been watching? Other comments / questions for us. So let's start from the bottom to the top. Spring Durf says, Scott Pilgrim Netflix series, it's nuts. Akasha Waffle, on my block, rewatching. The Last of Us, rewatching. And Howl's Moving Castle, rewatching. The Last of Us, great watch.
Yeah, Swaggy, very good.
Swaggy _ TMSMA. Keek said how AOT, Attack on Titan, has a bunch of spots on the IMDb top 250. It's because of Bluey. Bream, Bluey rules everything around me. My nieces watch Bluey. It is actually a good show. So I've watched a couple of episodes. Barbara 3 said, I started like 8 shows, but I'm not feeling any of them need some good recs. A recommendation that I got from a coworker that I want to start watching is A Small Light. It's an 8-episode miniseries. And it is about the story of the family that had Anne Frank in their attic.
So, oh, sheesh.
It's apparently really, really good. I had a coworker that was like, yeah, I binged it. Like, you need to watch it. So A Small Light, very good. And it has the perspective of the family that was helping Anne Frank and their family. So that's a good recommendation that I'd recommend, but I haven't even watched it. Or Silo. I've heard a lot of good things about Silo.
And Apple then TV. They just had the new Scott Pilgrim show came out. So yeah. I kind of want to watch that Scott Pilgrim show. Netflix was working for us and now it's not working anymore. So it's been a big time bummer.
Okay. Good Film Therapy says Survivor has been insane. Are you still watching Survivor, Keeks?
I haven't watched it in a couple seasons. Not going to lie. I don't, you know, I get very one track minded sometimes with shows and then they fade away from my radar. So that's one of them, but maybe it will come back. Hopefully it will come back.
Okay. A few more. Brooks.Dalmer said YouTube, exclusive YouTube, or Bluey, another Bluey comment. Actually, great show. Jacob_Bernard_2007. One Piece, the writing and the fights are insane. It's very much worth watching. That is a show I want to watch because I've heard good things about it. Never seen the animated, but
you ready to watch 1,200 episodes of a TV show?
Yeah, hard pass. I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I
_Austin Smith_ said Knock at the Cabin slipped under the radar for me. And I think one of M. Night's best. Very
good.
Very funny you would say this. I actually had a dream about Dave Bautista last night from Knock at the Cabin, and it alarmed me. It woke me up. So yeah.
That's nuts. Wait, okay, hold on. What happened in the dream?
He was like approaching me as like a dark figure, but I knew it was Dave Bautista, and that's all I remember from the dream. And I woke up and I was like, holy crap. And it kind of like started, you know, when you wake up from dreams and it startles you, and like that's the position I was in. I was like startled, and then I went back to sleep. So Knock at the Cabin. Yeah. Might be talking about that later for an overlooked movie. Some people feel very differently. Okay. Another mailbag question. This is the last one, then we'll get into our draft. And I said, while we're here, give us some obscure / random things you're thankful for, you know, because it's that week.
Yeah.
Here we go. Jacob Hamblino said Kimiko and SFT. How nice. Lazy Cook, Mondays with Kimiko and TC. You guys. Akasha Waffle said, I'm thankful to be born in this generation. Adam Dot Peterson. I don't know if you saw this, Keeks.
I did.
Do you want me to read it?
Yes.
Okay. Kimiko's big juicy booty.
Caked up. on a Sunday afternoon. Brooks.Dalmer, TC and Keeks, thank you. Nerf guns, movie soundtracks on vinyl. I'm looking to get more of them. So if you've got the plug, hit me up for the movie soundtracks on vinyl. Wife, kids, and all my family. Mountain bike, Travis Pastrana, and then Taylor Swift putting Travis Kelce on the map.
Love it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And no way was Travis Kelce known for the last 5 years as being like one of the best tight ends in the league. So thank goodness for Taylor Swift.
I love it. I love
shedding
it,
the light. And honestly, here's the thing. Now people are like watching and like, oh, shoot, he is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's good. But I love the Swift Kelce. I'm on it. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's some quick things that I'm grateful for before we get into our draft.
Okay.
I'm really grateful for remotes to control TVs, especially you can on your phone, you can do a Roku remote on your phone. So if you can't find your remote, you can do it on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
I love Apple Watch for notifications. I love the Nest controlling the thermostat from my phone. Text messages are really nice. You can just shoot a quick text message to somebody. I love streaming movies because I love going to the theaters, but there's some movies that I'm like, I want to sit at home and watch. So grateful for that. Fantasy football. Love fantasy football, and especially from the side of connecting with friends that I don't see very often. And then I love apple fritter donuts. So shout out Macy. Shout out Hayden Shipman and his wife's bakery for apple fritter donuts. Very good. So,
wow. Yeah,
there's my random, obscure, grateful things.
There's so many things I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for collectibles, anything that I can spend my hard-earned money on to show, to express my personality and be annoying about. I love sneakers. I love my wife. Those three things are not in order. This is just three things going off the dome. Movies, absolutely movies.
Movies rock.
I love on my morning commute when I run into zero red lights.
Oh, that is a big one. You and I always text each other when we have a green light.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I look forward to the one like the weekly text of you just blew through all those lights. Like we keep the tabs. I love when I get new equipment that I ordered from school because we've been getting a lot of it and it just feels great. Nice. And I'm very thankful for the fact that I get to make movies with my friends. And I'm thankful for that future phone call where Kathleen Kennedy tells me to make movies for Star Wars for the rest of my life.
It's happening.
Yeah. Manifest, baby.
And you know what else I'm grateful for? I'm grateful for this blind draft, this alphabet of movies.
What a segue.
Let's go.
What a segue. Okay. All right. So, like I've said, I've never won one, but I've never gotten lower than second place. And we've had a few very close ones. Last week's draft, the winner overwhelmingly was Becky's. And then I came in second place. And I think you were a close third.
Yeah, my draft last week wasn't the best. But with Becky choosing the Dark Knight, it's like that was pretty much a lock.
And Django Unchained. It was like, okay,
yeah,
sick.
Yeah, those two are, it's too hard to beat. But you did have Dune. And you had, what else did you have? Drive?
Yeah.
And Donnie Darko. Those are three good movies.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was solid. We had a solid draft. But this is, as everyone knows, we're picking five movies, starting with the letter E. TC is going first. If there are more than two of us, we do a snake draft. But if it's just us two, then we alternate until we have five movies picked. Then we throw up the poll after we record the pod. You guys vote, and we let you know who won the following take. So it's a blind voting as well. TC, what's that number one take?
We're gonna go with our everybody's favorite elf, and that is
dang
Elf.
It
Yep.
Oh.
I think it's the best E movie. It's the best Christmas movie. Easily everybody's top three.
Oh man. I really truly was hoping that I was gonna get that one. But if I can't get Elf as my number one pick, you didn't throw off my groove too badly, so I'm taking The Emperor's New Groove.
Ah, dang it, dude. That was gonna be like my third pick. I didn't think you'd pick it that high. That's a good pick.
Oh yeah.
Okay. My second one is one of the best recent sci-fi movies, Edge of Tomorrow.
I knew it. I knew that was going to be one that you were going to take. Okay. So if you have Edge of Tomorrow, I've got to take this is one of the best scripts ever written. It's a Jim Carrey classic, and that is Eternal Sunshine of the
Dang
Spotless
it.
Mind.
Oh, that was gonna be my next pick. Good one. That's a good watch.
Yeah, very good watch.
Okay, my number three. Yeah, I'm gonna go with it. My number three is Oscar winner, Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh my gosh, dude, I totally forgot about that movie.
That's
Oh,
shocking.
wow. I even went through a list of, I must have just skimmed it and I totally missed it.
Yeah, that happened to me last week with Dune and the Departed, which like I was pretty down on myself missing Dune being one of
Oh
my
my
favorite movies.
gosh. Well, it honestly wouldn't have mattered. It would have gone after these ones anyways. So,
Okay.
okay. I'm writing it down. Everywhere, all at once. All right, so I think what I'm going to go for here is I'm going to go for one of my most favorite recent watches. It's a streaming watch. It was a first time watch, and that is Edward Scissorhands.
Okay. Nice. See, that's one I have not seen yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna go with the classic. Haven't seen it in a long, long time, but it's E.T.
Oh, so you can have E.T. I've watched it recently, and it's like E.T., fine movie. Definitely feels like middle of the road for Spielberg, even though it's like such a classic. I don't know. It's not screaming out for me. But what I am going to take is the greatest horror film ever made, and that is The Exorcist.
Okay.
Even though I probably could have taken that at the end, I wanted to get that one.
Yeah. All right. And my number five, I actually wanted to put this at number four, but I grabbed ET just in case you wouldn't grab it. But,
No, wasn't
now
even
I
on my
know.
list.
One of my all-time favorite Denis Villeneuve movie, Enemy.
Oh, wow.
I
Didn't even think about that one.
love Enemy.
Okay, that's a good one. Man, okay, so now I've been left with a few. This is a pretty good list, to be honest.
I know.
Elf
I'm
is.
feeling good
Huh?
about my list. I'm feeling
What?
Elf was nice.
Yeah, Elf really was. So I mean, this is the last one. This is the last one that we can take. Because there's a few that I could take, and I'm kind of milling them about in my head. But you know what I think I'm gonna do? I've been on such a John Carpenter kick lately, and I think that this is such like a fun pick that I'm gonna take Snake Plissken in Escape from New York.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I heard good things about it.
It's fine. It's not like my most favorite one, but I think like for what this list is, I think it's a really fun one.
Can I
Okay, but
get?
gotta know, what were some of your honorable mentions?
Oh, I wanted to actually tell you this. I am shocked you didn't pick this movie, which is Ex Machina.
That was gonna be my next one. I've
Oh, okay.
seen it, but it's not like one that I talk about a lot and one that not like that I'm super high on. Like if I
Gotcha.
was gonna do, like sci-fi kind of alternate sci-fi stuff, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. I had it there. I was debating between Escape from New York and Ex Machina, but I took Escape from New York.
Yeah. Okay, my other honorable mentions were Edge of 17, Hailee Steinfeld, Adam Sandler's Eight Crazy Nights. And then Bo Burnham's Eighth Grade.
I thought about Eighth Grade too.
Those
You
were my
know what
honorable
one
mentions.
I put on my list as well was 8 Mile.
Oh, yeah, that was on my list too.
Eraserhead, and then The Evil Dead.
The Evil Dead. And
So what?
I was going to say my perfect draft would have been, I was taking Elf no matter what as first.
That was me too.
And then my second pick was actually going to be Edge of Tomorrow, but I really wanted to get Emperor's New Groove at third. And then I would have had fourth as Eternal Sunshine, the Spotless Mind. And then five, I think I probably would have had Enemy or E.T. would have been like my perfect.
So which draft. You picked Elf, Edge of Tomorrow, Everything Ever All at Once, E.T. and then what else?
Enemy.
Enemy. That's right. Dang.
What do you have?
I have The Emperor's New Groove, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, Escape from New York, Edward Scissorhands, and The Exorcist.
See, your list is solid if you're a big Emperor's New Groove guy and an horror guy. Like, if you love The Exorcist. I think with Elf, that's like the Dark Knight of this week.
Yeah, sheesh. Well, and to be honest, like, I think Everything Ever All at Once is going to get you a lot of votes, but I think also Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is going to get me a lot.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, I agree with that.
And Edward Scissorhands could be one too, because E.T. and Enemy, like, I know people have seen them, but I'd be curious to see. Edge of Tomorrow might be the one for you that might pull it over.
Yeah. I love Edge Tomorrow.
I had that one as one that I was going to take like third.
Yeah. So good. Okay, well, we'll post that up. I'm excited to see the results. I think I won. I think Elf and Edge of Tomorrow got me and Everything Ever All at Once.
Honestly, I think it's Elf and Everything Ever All at Once. I cannot believe I didn't even think about it. Occur to me that Everything Ever All at Once was one.
When you said Emperor's New Groove, what was your second pick again?
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yeah, when you said Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, because I thought you were going to pick Everything Everywhere All at Once there. So when you said that, I was like, whoa, okay. Eternal's a good one.
Okay. You know what, though? I think I would still... Well, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know which one I would have taken. I might have taken Everything Ever All at Once. But then you would have gotten Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, and I think that would have put you over even more. Dang it. All right, well, we're going to see. All right, let's get our double header over here. What is the surprise movie that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, so let me just give you the... let me give you the summary here. After a fateful near miss, an assassin battles his employers and himself on an international manhunt he insists isn't personal. Folks, we're talking The Killer with David Fincher directing and Michael Fassbender.
Oh, heck yeah, dude.
Let's go. My nice. Netflix is working. So I watched this last night on Saturday.
Wow. Oh, sick. Okay. Yeah. What did you think? What'd you think?
I really liked it. I had no expectations. I didn't know what to expect to watch. I don't really remember even seeing like a trailer. I never saw like a start to finish trailer. It was great. I actually really liked it. Simple storytelling, simple revenge. Man, it's such a good looking movie. I think it just looks really good. And yeah, I thought Michael Fassbender was great in it. I think one of my favorite aspects of this was the narration. Like, I loved getting a look inside his head and him just kind of talking to himself and narrating. I thought that was kind of a different side of the filmmaking here. So I loved it. I really had a good time with The Killer. I think it is a great streaming movie. Would have rather have watched this in theaters, but yeah, had a really good time with it.
Yeah. It's literally, it just feels like a mission from a video game kind of a thing. It's very, like you said, it's very straightforward storytelling. Not a lot of twists and turns, but it's definitely a lot of consequence, like action and consequences. Especially as it starts out. That, man, the first like 30 minutes, holy crap, it's just in one room in Paris. But it's phenomenal, man. The way that it just like the different shots and the camera angles and like how Fassbender's body is positioned in the shots. Just really awesome stuff, really killer stuff.
Yeah. And I love the simple like cat and mouse is easy to follow. And yeah, the beginning sequence, like those first 30 minutes where he's just in the room in Paris. And when that when he's just sitting there and like you hear his door like open and like the keypad, I was like, oh crap. Like,
yeah,
good.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Good suspense. And yeah, it was just one of those simple stories that was a cool like revenge story. Now, the girl at Dominican Republic, was that his girlfriend or wife?
I think so. It kind of feels like it's alluded to that.
Yeah, it feels like a girlfriend. But yeah, I think for me, it's an A minus sour. I wouldn't say it's like Fincher's best movie, but it's a great installment in his filmography.
Yeah, you know, for me, like, I think it's a really interesting look at like consumerism as well, and the dark, like, I guess, like, dark commercialism of the movie. You know, it's like everything he buys is just from Amazon, and he rents this like really crappy WeWork building for, I'm sure, super dirt cheap, to where he can go assassinate the guy at the beginning of the movie. And then the fact that he's just like this commodity that rich people can pay for to go out and do their dirty work without having any sort of consequences, I think was a really interesting take. Not to mention, like, near the end of the movie, he can just buy a fob copier on Amazon and get it that same day to go in and, like, you know, complete the circle of the assassination. Was really pretty, like, there was a couple times I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't believe. And, or like the gym where they're like, yeah, just come on in, sign up, and you're good to go. It'll take 5 minutes. It's like, that's it, to get into this super nice gym that this guy is just going to use to assassinate people.
Yeah.
We don't really care about the ulterior motives. Just give us your business.
Yeah, and like, that's such a good point that you bring up. It's like, wow, anybody can go into anywhere essentially without like a proper screening, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole fob copier, I haven't looked it up on Amazon, but it's like, can you buy it from there? Probably.
Oh, I will Google it right now as you're talking, and I'll see if it's actually true or not.
Like, that is pretty alarming.
I'm sure you can. Yeah, key fob copier. It's right here. 4.5 out of 5 stars, 2,500 reviews for it.
Did anybody say, yeah, I got this because of the killer?
I'm clicking on it right now to see what happens. But do you know what I mean? It's like, well, like, companies need it. Like, people need to get copies of fobs. It doesn't feel like it's, not to say that it's not that crazy of a thing, but yeah, you can just go in here. There's one here that's $100. Some of them are like $20. And like, I don't see...
Looks like he bought the RFID. It's, no, that's not the one.
And I wonder if they're like trying to shadow ban one of them so that people can't. But like, a lot of them are just like, this is just like a Chinese one. Like, looks like it's in Chinese primarily. Pretty like straightforward, easy thing to use. Pretty terrible reviews. But
hey, if it works, it works though.
Yeah, I'm trying to see when did it came out last week, right? No reviews specifically mentioning the killer, but I hope that we get a few of them.
Yeah. What's your grade for the killer?
I think I have it at a B plus sour, or I might have it at a, I got to go double check to see what I had it at. But yeah, I mean, I thought it was very straightforward and a lot of fun. It's not Fincher's best, but I do think that it's, I have it at A sour. So the killer is at A sour.
You keep it at an A? You can keep it at an A?
Oh yeah, I am. I forgot which one it was at, but I thought it looked great. The action sequences, I don't remember the last time I watched a Fincher movie that's like action with like action in it.
Yeah.
I would guess Fight Club would be the last one, right?
Yeah. And the fight sequence between Fassbender and the other hitman there in New Orleans was very cool. So this is a great like streaming movie. There's only really one sequence that's pretty violent, obviously the fight scene, and then when he goes to New Orleans to approach the lawyer, that's like pretty oof, that's pretty rough with the
nail gun.
But other than that, like, it's pretty, yeah, like you said, straightforward. So A minus sour for me. Yeah, liked it.
Okay. Wow, awesome. What a great film. Everyone, it's on Netflix right now. Go check it out. But let's talk about maybe the best movie of the year. Yeah. It's a new holiday classic, when a boarding school teacher is tasked with watching all of the students that don't have anywhere else to go on Christmas, him and one of his students are forced to spend the vacation together, basically alone, along with the school cook whose son has recently died in Vietnam. It stars Big Pauly G, Paul Giamatti, who is fantastic in the movie. And oh my gosh, this is the holdovers. Let's talk about it. I don't even know where to talk, but I think the big thing that is going to be talked about is, should he win Best Actor? And I'm not going to lie, if Paul Giamatti won Best Actor for this, I wouldn't even mind for Cillian Murphy losing for Oppenheimer. I don't think it's going to happen. I'm pretty sure Killian's got it locked up. But, man, Paul Giamatti is great in the film. What did you think about the holdovers?
Dude, I love the holdovers. I actually went and watched this on my birthday. This was like my birthday watch and birthday request. And what was really nice about this movie, Kennedy and I, we went and watched Priscilla the night before. Which... bummer watch, wasn't as good. I thought like that was going to be a better movie. So having a good movie to watch after seeing a pretty lackluster movie, oh my gosh, that might elevate it even more. But I loved the holdovers. My theater was packed. I went and watched that Orem Cinemark. That was like the only place that it was showing at the time. And then like that day we went to go watch it, Megaplex like opened up some screen times for it. But loved the holdovers. Everyone's been saying it's cozy. It is. It's really cozy. You follow Paul Giamatti. You follow Angus Tully, and it's just, again, it's like it's like kind of like The Killer. It's simple storytelling. It's great character development. It's really funny too. Like the dialogue is very witty. It's pretty dry, and there are some good clapbacks. Some
great back and forths in it.
Great,
my gosh.
Very great sarcasm. And I am all aboard the Paul Giamatti winning best actor train right now. Like, I want him to win it over Killian. I like Killian and Oppenheimer, don't get me wrong, but Paul Giamatti really carried this. And not only did he carry it, but he elevated the stars around him, I think. Like, everybody was great around him. It wasn't just him that was like, oh my gosh, but like Divine Joy playing Mary.
Yes. Randolph. Oh, she's awesome too.
She's in Only Murders in the Building, and she was awesome. But Dominic Sessa as Angus Tully only had some theater credits, and this is like his first like on the big screen, and I thought he did fantastic. He had like that teenager angst.
He did
dealing with, you know, his parents going through a divorce, and you have some things that you find out more about him. And had some good, like, kind of twist that I was like, oh my gosh, there at the end. And dude, this is an A+ suite for me. I want everybody to see this movie. It is one of the best recent Christmas movies that has come out in years. In years. The only one I can think of is Klaus from Netflix.
This is a bona fide classic already, it feels like. This is one that I'm super stoked to go watch again.
Absolutely.
Heartwarming. It's exactly everything you want. Dude, if this movie came out like 10 years ago, it would have made, you know, $45 million its opening weekend, and would probably finish its box office run at like $300-400 million.
Yeah.
If you're an adult and you love good movies, like, this is, it feels familiar. And I think that's why people are going to be drawn to it, is it's like, it's got that, there's an endearing aspect to it. There's an aspect of like hope in it. That's really something that a lot of people, I think, are going to be craving for. And I just think that it was such a pleasant and an enjoyable watch.
Yeah. And I think, and like adding to that, there's like hope, but there's also like realism. Like, it's like,
yeah,
there's like disappointment in the movie too, where you're like, oh man.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it has layers, like where you really find out more about the characters as the movie goes on. And yeah, I agree, dude. Like, it's a bummer that this didn't come out 10 years ago, but I'm really glad it came out now, because we always talk about it, and like, people always reach out to us like, where's the original movies? Here you go. Like, this is it. Like, go watch this movie. Like, this year has been so bombarded with sequels. There's been like, you know, obviously a lot of strikes, and there's been a lot of like regurgitated content. But man, this is so, so fresh. And there's no IP. There's nothing like that. It is just like, here you go. And
it's just a great filmmaker making a great movie.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I think like a lot of people, you know, when they're like, oh, why aren't there any new movies? It's like, well, there are all the time. It's just like the thing that I think, you know, I don't know maybe if this is the best way to approach it, but it's like, you know, there's some language in it and there might be some suggestive things, but ratings are for children. Like, if you're an adult, go watch like a cool movie that like was clearly made for adult consumption and like a really great time at the movies.
Yeah. Yeah. Couldn't have said it better.
Yeah. So I remember, you know, I walked out and I was so, I think especially as like a teacher, it felt even more relatable. Like, I keep telling my teaching buddies to go watch it. I've got a
same
one of my buddies who's he teaches English. Like, he telling him, I'm like, dude, you got to go see it. He doesn't go watch a lot of movies, so I'm curious to see if he does. But I do think that it's something that it's gonna pull your heartstrings, and it's familiar as well. It's a story that I think a lot of us have seen before, done in a really like nice, respectful, thoughtful way, and it sets up a lot of things that are going to happen, and you know they're going to happen, but you're like, wait, but please don't, we want to see these people win. Even though it's kind of set up that like Paul Giamatti's character is not like a lovable guy, mm-hmm. and it's never really shown that he still is a lovable guy, but at the same time, is through the character writing, the development, you still are rooting for him to have, you know, to be successful and to like pull off the, you know, these endeavors that he's hoping to do, if that yeah. makes sense.
No, it totally does, because like he's kind of a jerk, like he's very stuck yeah. in his ways, but like from the get-go you just root for him. Oddly, you're like, I like this guy even though he's yeah. so stuck in his ways and he's so stubborn.
Oh, like, and he's terrible with women, like yeah. he's a relatable guy.
Yeah. And his glass eye, dude, I thought that was his real eye for a minute. Like the whole movie, and then like at the end of the movie, I had to look at other images of Paul Giamatti. I'm like, no, that's not his eye. But the joke of that, the running joke with the eye, very good.
Yeah, so funny, man. I just, yeah, I really loved it. I thought it was such an awesome film. I have it an A+ suite as well for me. Anyone, if you go watch this, you're going to feel touched. You're going to feel inspired. You're going to feel moved by the film. And I think that that's a really important feeling to experience while... You know, like at the movies, especially now, like the world can sometimes be a hard place to maneuver and live in. But this is a nice one to help you realize that films make us feel something and help us feel something. And that's important, too.
Yeah. And I think this is a movie that is totally going to get overlooked. I think a lot of the film guys and film people will see it. Like I said, my theater was packed, but this is one that's like, guys, you can't miss this. And let's pause. You and I both gave this an A+ suite. We don't give a lot of movies an A+ suite together.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Verse we did, and then I think Air we did for new released movies.
Maybe, yeah.
And I can't think of another A+ suite that you and I both gave for a new released movie this year.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No, not that I can think of, but this one, yeah. This for me right now is sitting at probably my second favorite movie of the year.
Yeah, I need to really think, but it's going to be easily top 5, maybe top 3.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. It's good. It's good.
Oh, man. And I'm so glad that we're doing The Killer as well. That was a really, I'm so glad we got to talk about that one, because that was such a great watch too. Two great, well, The Killer's technically based off a comic book, but two very different awesome movies that you can go watch. One of them at the comfort of your own home, and one of them, it's Thanksgiving weekend, everyone. This is the perfect time to go out and oh. watch something like The Holdovers that's very full of optimism, realism, and make you feel really nice at the end.
Yep. 100%. Okay. I love it. I have some overlooked movies that I want to talk about.
Just okay.
A few
yeah.
of my personal overlooked. One of the first ones is Theater Camp.
Oh, awesome. Yep.
Another one was Blackberry.
Oh, that's right. You did watch that one.
Blackberry, I thought was good. Another one that was overlooked. I had it. Where did it go? The Covenant with Jake Gyllenhaal.
I just watched it.
Yeah, I think that's just fairly overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is Suzume.
Oh yeah, that was a fun one. Yeah,
and I think that's really about it for my overlooked movies.
I don't know if this one would count, but I think it would. Is Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. I know a yes. lot of people have talked about yes. it, but I don't know a ton of people personally that have seen it.
Yeah, that's a really good one. And You Hurt My Feelings with Julia Louis-Dreyfus, I think is
yeah, a funny you movie. Did. You did like that one a lot.
And I know Austin Smith just said it, but Knock at the Cabin, I feel like a lot of people are mixed about this. I didn't mind it. I thought it could be, it's overlooked a little bit.
I'm going to be real honest with everyone. 80 for Brady. I loved
oh,
80 for
that,
Brady.
That has been your like that you've been
it is as straightforward a movie as they come, but I just thought that it was very cute. You've got some of the greatest actresses of all time in it, and they're having a really good time. I thought it was pretty good. One that I thought was interesting, it didn't always work for me, but I thought was kind of fun, was Bottoms. That's a comedy that came out this year. That was good. I know that, like, we've talked about it a lot and no one saw it, but it's How to Blow Up a Pipeline. That one came out near the beginning of the year. I thought you were going to mention it, but I'm like, I feel like we've talked about it a lot, that maybe I feel like it, but it was definitely overlooked. And it launches you right in a movie too. So it's a perfect watch. I would even say, Women Talking, as well as When Evil Lurks, are a couple other good ones too. I know Women Talking was technically last year into this year, but it didn't get general release until this year. And I really liked Women Talking a lot.
Yeah. Another one is Dumb Money.
Yes, you did see Dumb Money.
Is another overlooked movie. So there's definitely a handful of good movies that are overlooked that kind of, you know, take the backseat, so to speak, to, you know, other movies that are coming out around the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. A really great year for movies. Honestly, it feels like as good as 2019 was.
It's been pretty sneaky. Like, it's been, you know, there's some sneaky overlooked movies, but man, the holdovers might be the best overlooked movie, in my opinion, right now.
Yeah, and I don't even know if it's super overlooked either. It's been pretty limited in its release, but it seems like it's expanding. It's doing good business. Like, it didn't have a massive drop off from its opening week to this week. So, you know, word of mouth, everyone, this weekend, like, for Thanksgiving, you probably aren't working Thursday or Friday. So Wednesday night, go catch The Holdovers.
That is our call to action.
Yes.
Yeah. Go watch The Holdovers, seriously. Like, Napoleon, Hunger Games, The Marvels, they'll still be there in theaters, but go watch The Holdovers.
Absolutely. Speaking of those movies, I did actually go see Hunger Games this last week, so I'm excited to talk about that with you next week. We're looking at Napoleon and Next Goal Wins next week. So
hat trick. Napoleon, hat-trick. Next Goal Wins, and Hunger Games.
Very appropriate, too, with the whole Next Goal Wins. This has been take 260. We've done 260, technically 261 with our bonus take. But we love movies, and this has been a great one. Go vote on our draft. Let us know who drafted the best, which I hope it. Oh, man, dude, I think you might. I don't know. I always feel really bad going in, and I do better than I anticipate, but I think you might have won again.
We'll let the sweet speak on that one.
We sure will. Okay, anything else that you have for the people?
That's it. Enjoy the Thanksgiving week. Enjoy the family and friends time. And we will see you next week for the hat trick.
And as always, stay so sweet.
Sweet.